Welcome to the Bombshell Business Podcast, where driven women in business learn how to become more bold, brave, and unwaveringly confident. Feel empowered and challenged through inspiring stories and tell it like it is advice for business, life, and leadership. All right, Bombshell, welcome back to the Bombshell Business Podcast. I'm so happy that you're here today. I think we are going to have a very high energy episode today. I just recently became a fan of today's guest after listening to several of her podcast episodes in preparation for this, and I know that you're going to enjoy her. But of course, before we get into that, you have to know where to find all the good juicy deets, everything we talk about, and where to find our guest. That's all in the show notes that you can find at amberhurdle.com/podcasts with an S. And you can just click on the Bombshell Business Podcast, look for her episode, and all the good stuff will be right there. And while you are at amberhurdle.com/podcasts with an S, go ahead and check out the Velvet Machete Branding Podcast, which is on deck. And we are getting prepared to launch that. If you're listening to this and we're doing the Back to the Future thing, if you're listening in arrears and getting caught up, then know that that is something you can go check out and hopefully will be reality as you're listening to this one. We're again transferring. We're still hoping that you're going to stick with us. We know that you guys are just so stinking loyal. I love you so much. And it's been an amazing honor to get to know you through email and Facebook Messenger and Instagram Messenger and everything, and putting names and faces with people that when I first started this, I just thought I was talking to a black hole, but turns out there are fantastic, bold, brave, unwaveringly confident women out there listening and supporting each other by sharing this show. So let's talk about today's guest. Stephanie Gass helps mompreneurs create passive income businesses that light them up. Fueled by Jesus, iced coffee, and toddler snuggles, Steph is both an exceptional mama and an extremely successful entrepreneur. Steph's call is empowering women to claim their best lives by working less, yet making more. Can I get a what? Steph believes that when we let God's miracle light our path, we will profit from our passions, live proactively, and design a life that fuels our soul. She believes we can actually have it all. I think she and I track pretty well. Stephanie, welcome to the Bombshell Business Podcast.
Thank you, Amber, for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Yes, absolutely. So before we get anywhere, I've mentioned that she has a podcast, so I want to get that out. She has the Mompreneur Mastermind Show, so be sure you check that out. That will be in the show notes because you're going to hear her and be like, oh my gosh, I want so much more of her. And so that's where you'll go. But I love this whole concept around profiting from your passions, designing your life, not reacting to life that's happening to you. How did you get to that place in your own life where you could speak that truth into other women?
Yes, absolutely. I think it all starts with the taste of what you're meant to do. And of course, you know, most of you guys listening are like, well, I don't know. Am I in the right spot? I don't know what I'm meant to do. And so for me, I think the way that it kind of all played out is I got my first taste of entrepreneurship. Like so many of us, went from the corporate world. I was climbing that ladder. I was jet setting, but I was working 60 hours a week.
Yeah. Wonk, wonk.
And my husband's like, are you going to keep doing that? Or like, were you doing the kid thing? Like what's going on? And so interestingly, divine intervention stepped in and I was introduced to network marketing. And at the time, nobody was really doing it. This was 7 years ago. And I was the first one in my area. And I'm like, sure, I see that chick and that pink floaty over there in the promo video. She's sipping on a margarita. She's got some dollar bills. I'm like, sure, I'll live that life, you know? And so I went ahead, got started in network marketing. And I'm just insane. Like when I have a goal on my heart, I'm like, I'm doing that. Like there's no reason that I can't be her on that pink floaty. Like that's happening. So within 2 years, I did everything to make it to the top 1% of that company. And I did it. And I was pregnant for the second piece of that. And so I didn't have kids yet. So I'm like, I'm just going to work like an insane person and make it. And I did. I walked the stage. I had the $50,000 checks. I had the $17,000 months and the cars and the trips and like, oh, ooh, Stephanie, she made it. Like, look at her. And I really believed that if I could do it, everyone else could. Like, I truly did believe that. And then I think what happens is, oh, wait, I don't think that that's actually your calling. That's a piece of it. And I wanted you to experience that, but I'm going to redirect you. And for me, that's God, whatever the higher power is for you, that comes in and goes, whoa, whoa, hold up, girl. Like, we got to realign you a little bit. So again, divine intervention stepped in, and my ego had to really, for the first time ever, I took a massive blow, and I looked in the mirror and I'm like, who am I? You know, this company has taken over everything. All that matters to me is success. All that matters is money. I have this family that is at the back burner. My health is at the back burner. I'd gained 60 pounds. I'd started having anxiety attacks. I was truly a workaholic, and I didn't
want that's your body saying this isn't a fit for you. I mean, that's your body yes. going like, no, girl, you're going to have to take a step back here.
And don't we fight that? I was fighting that with all my being, thinking I have to be this. Mm-hmm. I have to be this because I don't know what else to be. This is my identity.
Yeah.
I don't know who else I am. And so I fought it for a couple of years. So I was in that for 4 years. And then finally I just full on, you know, the income had gone away. The business model wasn't working for me anymore. Morally, I was having a lot of issues with it. And I just literally had to come to Jesus meeting with myself, with God, with my family. And I'm like, this isn't working. So I had to realign my heart with, what are the things that, you know, God wants me to do, instead of what do I want to do? And yes, I'm great at sales and marketing. Yes, I'm great at helping women conquer their fears and be amazing. But does it have to be network marketing? And that's where I was having this internal struggle and this, what is my passion that lights me up? What is the thing that I'm meant to do? So I took this last $200 I had in my PayPal account. Y'all girls know what's up with that, right? PayPal money and then the husband money, and met with a mentor for 45 minutes. And it was not like groundbreaking. This person just turned the mirror on me and was like, Steph, you're telling me all these things you love to do. Why do you think it has to be one way? Like, why can't you just step away from that? Let go of all the strings you think you have and start mentoring and coaching women and helping women to be successful in whatever their entrepreneurial journey is. Help them understand that you can monetize online regardless of what you want to monetize. Because if you are passionate about something, that's on purpose. I'm like, oh, I can do that? Like, is that a thing?
That's a thing.
Is that what's happening on the interwebs? Like, what's going on?
I just love that you say that too. I always call it the interwebs. It's like, that's because we're the Oregon Trail generation, right?
Yeah, right. Hello. That's like the best game ever. Can we bring that back?
I wish.
My kids would be like, what is this? Like, it's like the Stone Ages. They're like, what is dial up? What's happening? So, all right. So here we go. And I'm going, where's the money coming from here? I'm going from $17,000 a month in this industry to like, I don't have any money. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm like trying to figure out my life. Well, here's the secret. Ladies, listen up, and men that are with us. When you get in alignment with what you are created to do, and you just go, I'm open. Like, I'm literally open. My heart is open. I'm here to receive. I need the guidance that I need. I'm calling in the right people to show me the way, and please let the provision appear. Literally for me, miracles just started to happen. Somebody showed up and goes, hey, Steph, I know you've never done coaching before, but would you mind taking me on? Like, I think that I would really love working with you. And I'm like, okay, like, we'll figure this out together. Someone called me, Steph, do you do social media consulting? Because I have a great project for you. They paid me like four times what I would have even asked for. And I'm like, okay, I hear this. Like, I'm ready. And then my parents came in and said, hey, we have this extra vehicle. You can use this while you get out of that car lease. And so all these miracles started to happen. And over the course of 2 years, every door opened. Every incredible client that I would ever dream of working with showed up at my door. You know, just the podcast idea came into my heart after praying on what's next, what should I do? You know, show me what my next platform is to touch more women. You're starting a podcast. Like, I'm telling you, the most insane miracles happen when you get in alignment and you get out of your own way. Mm-hmm. So that might help those of you feeling like I'm stuck doing this one thing because it's all I know.
But let me put a time out there real quick, yeah. Because there's two things that really popped out at me that I want to reinforce in case it slipped by our bombshells. And the first one was that you had wild success with network marketing. And as an aside, for those of you who are in network marketing, we are not saying that's a bad path. It just wasn't the path.
Why not?
Right. It wasn't Stephanie's path. So, but she had to go down that path in order to take the side road that came off that path to where she is now. And so I want you to just move forward with what's in front of you now. Move forward with what you feel God, the divine, whoever it is that you are looking to. You know, there's a reason why that path is put before you. And if you saw every step, you probably would never go down that path. So you just need to focus on the step in front of you. And the second thing is that Stephanie said it, in about a 2-year period, all these things came about. It didn't happen in 60 to 90 days. It wasn't like hashtag boom. Yeah, crush it. Now we're all doing it. Ooh, like some of our male peers talk about.
Oh, dude, don't get me started.
Oh.
Don't get me started on that.
We love you guys, but come on.
Chill out.
Yeah,
go
like
down.
Dial it down.
Coffee. Put it down.
The energy drinks have got to go. It takes work. It takes lots of work and dedication and that passion. And so I just want to point out she went down the path to find the path she's on now. The first path was not it. And I bet the path she's on right now is not it, because there's
probably
always
not
more. And
there's always more.
Absolutely. So anyways, thank you for entertaining my sidebar. Carry on.
Yeah. And you know what? I want to say something to that piece, because a lot of people that follow me are network marketers as well. And most of my clients are at the very top of network marketing mm-hmm. companies. But here's what I want to say to you that are in that industry. And don't slap me. Just hear me. Like, open your heart for a second. You do not own that company, just like you don't own Instagram, right?
Yeah.
So you are an affiliate for this company. That's it. You are an affiliate. You make a commission for what you sell and the people that you bring on, etc. I want you to be very careful about putting all of your eggs in one basket, any one basket. Even if you're not in network marketing and all of your eggs are in one basket, like you have one Etsy store with one product, think about, how can I expand this so that I can create, and this is what Amber does, and you guys have heard her say this, I'm sure, a bajillion times, so that it's my own brand and I have passive income products that I make 100% profit margin from.
Mm-hmm.
That's like what I'm super obsessed with, because that allows you to free up time, energy, space in your life to go and be vibrant and incredible and spend time with your family and do the things you love that light you up, because you're still making money by providing a service, but it's passive instead of the hustle and grind of, you know, hawking a product over and over again to make 30% commission
right
at the end of the day.
So let's clarify what passive income even means. That's like a great baseline start before you even dive into that side of this conversation.
Sure. There are many avenues you guys can use for passive income. Okay. Now this, to me, when I'm speaking about passive income and I'm helping my clients or my students create something that is their own, I'm really referring to an online product, like an ebook, a workbook, a course, a mini course of some kind. Maybe it's a down the road, you have a nice, big, hefty course that is like your signature product. And the reason that I really love that model is because you don't have to show up and exchange time for money in any capacity if you don't want to. Now, you could create a course and still have maybe 1 hour a month you show up and answer questions or go live. So you could be doing a minimal amount of effort. But for the most part, this is 90% truly passive, because someone comes, they find out about you. They say, oh my gosh, this lady Mary over here, she's a nutrition coach. I'm so obsessed with her. She pours free value out into the market. I love what she's teaching. I love the way that she speaks. I love her energy. What products does she have? Well, instead of hiring you one-on-one, because you can only take so many of those clients on, she goes, oh wow, she has three options for me to work with her. She has a, you know, macro workbook. She has a mini course on lose your booty, lose your extra weight in 30 days. Like, I don't know, whatever it is. And then she has this premier program where she and I can maybe go live in this group setting once a month. So you have like this stair step of passive products, and now you're making money without ever having to spend time with someone. And that's a win-win, because it's less expensive for them and it's time freeing for you.
Yeah, absolutely. So why? So there's so many people who are wanting to get into the online game, and yeah. there's everybody from, you know, people who are trying to become influencers and make money off of wearing products and talking about them. And there's mm-hmm. people, I mean, there's just so many different ways to do this. And some of them are a little more strategic than others and a little more likely to happen for you than others. So why is the model that you're talking about, why is that such a good one for online entrepreneurs beyond just that freedom?
You know, I think what's so great about this is it is totally customizable to you. And uh-huh. so when you're looking inside your heart and your soul, there's something that lights you up. Okay. I mean, it is like at the root of who you are. That's the thing that, like, without it, you wouldn't be you. And if you don't know what that is, go ask like the 10 people that love you the most. Like, what's the one thing that like makes me me?
Yes.
What is it? And then if you pair that with what are the things you're so gifted at, and you're probably so good at these things, you don't even see them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like yeah. your zone of genius.
Doesn't everybody know that? No, everybody knows that. Yeah.
You don't. And it's really hard to turn a mirror and look at yourself sometimes and say, well, what are those things for me? But once you really do some soul searching, maybe you need like a breakthrough session with someone or whatnot, but you've got to get clear on that. Because once you have those things, you can say, how can I serve my market? And why I love using a passive income model is because now that you know these things about yourself, why go market for, now granted, there is this time and space where you will market for other people and that's fine. But I think if you can create something that's your own, and instead of making at a great commission rate, 40%, let's say the best thing you can do as an affiliate for someone else is 40%. Okay. Why not say, well, gosh, I'm so passionate about this thing. I'm so lit up about XYZ, whether it be fitness or creating soaps or being an influencer or being a network marketer or being a coach, a life coach. I mean, it does anything. It's limitless. How to crochet the cutest bib in the world. Like literally you can do anything in the world you want to do that you're so excited about. Teach other people how to do that same thing and you own the process. Mm-hmm. They can never change algorithms on you. They can never cut your commission. They can never lay you off. Like, it's yours. You literally own it. And I think to me, that is the best job security, income security. And it's so much more fun than ever working for somebody else or selling someone else's products and services.
Yeah. But it's a lot of work. So let's talk about that. So I have no audience. Okay. I'm just thinking about leaving my day job. I have an idea, you know, whether that's, you know, super duper friendship bracelets or the cutest bib ever or whatever yeah. that is. But I'm telling y'all, I follow a woman on, like, a woman you would not think that I would follow on YouTube to learn how to iron correctly, because girlfriend can't iron and she is my go-to person. If she sold like a pretty cheap product, I guarantee you I would probably buy it just so I'd have it handy at all times. So like literally anything, right? So,
yes.
But I have no audience. I don't have a lot of technical skills. And now you're telling me the greatest way to make money online is to create passive income. That's a new word to me. Where do I begin, Stephanie?
Okay. So first of all, Amber, let me just tell you, you do not leave that full-time job. Okay?
Yes. Amen. Thank you.
I had somebody come to me the other day and we did a coaching consult and she's like, so I'm ready to leave my job by August and I need to make $5,000 a month until I can replace this income. And I'm like, well, hold the phone, sister. Like you are not, don't you dare put in that notice until you have made that amount of money for a minimum of 3 to 6 months in whatever business that you want to set out to create. Because what's the worst thing you guys can do is leave your job, have no financial security. Now you're panicking. Now you're, you know, everyone can feel your, like the angst and the stress and like nobody wants to work with you because you're being creepy because you need the money, right?
Yeah.
So don't leave the job until the financial stability has reached that level. That's number one. And if it takes you 3 years, you can survive. I'm telling you, you will be okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's first. The second thing is that you can't go and say, I'm going to create, Stephanie told me to create a mini course on, you know, how to create ironing for dummies. Okay. She told me to create this course and now I created this course and it's not selling. So now Stephanie sucks, right?
No, obviously it's you. Obviously
this is the problem. No. The problem is you can't sell the mini course until you have someone to sell it to. So let's rewind there. Let's say Amber today says, I'm a teacher. I want to go full time with this ironing thing. Like I am so obsessed with ironing. Now, Godspeed to you, those of you that are obsessed with ironing. I'm like, what is an iron? I don't know.
That's why I have to look it up on YouTube. Exactly. I don't know. My husband went to military high school, so I'm set. Like, I've got an ironer, but when he's out of town, I got to figure it out. So
I love that. I'm like, did they have like the wrinkle release in the dryer setting? Because that's the best y'all are getting from me.
The best, yeah. The best.
Okay, so I would tell Amber, look, you're not leaving your job anytime soon. But what we are going to do is we're going to create a YouTube channel and an Instagram account for this, you know, iron on fire brand that you're creating or whatever it is. So Amber's going to go on there and I'm going to tell her once a week or twice a week, if you want to grow faster, you need to start showing up for your market. Who are you speaking to and what are the things they're struggling with, right? How can we teach them how to iron faster, more effectively, how to do laundry in a better capacity, hacks for quicker iron time, how to, you know, get your kids involved in your ironing process, like which starches are the best to use. And so she's starting to put out this value into the marketplace. And now Amber's creating credibility. Yeah. Now this may take 6 months. It may take a year. It may take you 2 years to grow and be consistent enough to where people say she stands out to me. Because what did Amber say? She said, that lady is my go-to lady for ironing.
Yep.
You have to become that. Mm-hmm. Now, remember, this, you haven't made any money yet, okay? You're showing up. You're creating more rapport and visibility, and you're attracting people. Well, here's what you do in the background. That 6 months that you're showing up, you're starting to grow a following, you're getting an audience, you're attracting people to you, you're getting to be known as like the ironing boss. People like, she knows her stuff. In the background, I would be telling you, as your mentor, you need to be creating something to monetize this brand, because you're going to keep growing if you keep showing up.
And you know you're getting the same questions over and over and over again.
Yeah. Which iron is that? What products are you using? Do you have it, like, you know, and you could be monetizing from day one using an affiliate for the products that you're talking about on your YouTube channel, PS.
Yep.
But think about, okay, I'm going to create a mini course in the background over these 6 months that I'm growing my brand. And it's going to have 5 mini modules. They're 15 minutes each, and it's going to take people to the next level, the implementation level of homemaking or something. Okay. So maybe like module one would be something advanced, you know, advanced homemaker strategy. And maybe you can expand past laundry and ironing into homemaking, because that's the woman you're serving, or man. Okay. So you have this course, like let's say you have homemaking 101, or, you know, how to streamline your homemaking process in 5 hours or less per week. Like, you come up with something that your audience is screaming for, and you know your audience so well. Like, she loves to iron. She wants all the laundry hacks. She wants to be more efficient at homemaking. Okay. So you create this thing. Now, the beauty of it is you haven't taken away from building an audience because you've been doing it in the background. So let's say it takes you 6 months to perfect, create the course, get to your first 2,000 subscribers. Now you're ready to launch a product. Now you're ready to say, oh my gosh, you guys, I'm so excited. Next month, you know, my blah, blah, blah course is launching. You can get on the pre-order list right now. The link is right below this video in the description. Get on the list. I'm so excited. This is what you're going to learn. And you're like so pumped about your new product. Now you have a way to monetize your YouTube channel with a product. You make 100%. Basically, there's a little bit of overhead with the course hosting and whatnot, but not much. And you now make, let's say, 90% profit margin off of this product that's yours.
Yep.
So that's how I would do it. Yep. And that's how I have done it. And that's how so many hundreds of people I've worked with have done it. And it takes time. It's not overnight. It's frustrating because you want to make money yesterday, but that's not going to happen. Everybody wants to make money yesterday. That's not how you become an expert in the online space. It's showing up, doing the hard, gritty stuff, the free stuff.
Yeah.
It's that. Like, you have to do that in tandem.
And one thing that I always say, and I don't position myself as an online marketing expert. That's certainly not my, I can help you brand the snot out of your business and turn you over to a Stephanie to let her take you to the next level. But the one thing that I do say when people ask me is, you know, before you create a course trying to answer hypothetical questions and solve hypothetical problems, coach some people, host live events, do live Facebook lives, and do demonstrations, and find out what people's pain points are, because that's, and of course you're getting that through the same process of, you know, putting content out there for 6 months. But a lot of what I've found success with is belly to belly and just showing up offline so that you could transition that following to online. So I'm not saying that's the only way you have to do it that way, but if you're not getting traction by just doing the online thing, because I mean, you're savvy, Stephanie, you've got a big, bubbly personality, and you obviously run at the speed of caffeine. So
absolutely.
Not Let's everybody is wired like you. And sure. So everybody shows up differently. Absolutely show up consistently. Do it over time. But if you are feeling frustrated in that, see what you could do in person. See,
yeah,
with people you actually know and in your influence circle that you already have.
I love that, Amber. And I want to say that while you're building that passive product, what better way to supplement and to get to know your avatar at the deepest level than to do some private coaching or some one-on-one work or some YouTube lives, like, or Facebook lives? None of that is wrong or bad. That's right. Great. I think you want to create the portfolio that fuels you.
Right.
And so I still take one-on-one private clients. It's very few, but there's no better way for me to get to know. I call her Lola. My avatar's name is Lola. And like, I know her so well. I have a picture of her. I know what she looks like. I literally feel into her at every level. So when I take these clients on, I'm just reinforcing, is she still Lola? Do I need to tweak this person? And then it creates ammunition for me to have a breakthrough of what my next course is, or people keep hiring me for the same thing. How do I launch a podcast? How do I launch a podcast? How do I launch a podcast? Help me, help me, help me. I'm like, well, here's a course, because for goodness sake, like, I can't keep meeting with people with the same thing over and over. And that's how you'll get to hear it. Maybe this ironing person on YouTube keeps hearing the same question over and over again. I don't know, like, how do you get men's shirts not to wrinkle every time I wash them? Like, that would be my question.
So the first time I found her, I have to admit, my son goes to private school, and so he has a uniform, and my husband wasn't home, and I was just tired of him kind of looking not quite polished. And so I was like, I am going to learn how to iron a golf shirt. Like, it's going to happen. Yeah, and I'm not going to do it like Amber's halfway. I'm going to learn how to do it the way. And like, I looked at it up. Legit. Yeah. And so, and this is just happens to be, she is not glamorous at all. She is like totally PBS Susie Homemaker session.
Yeah.
And that's who I needed. That's who I needed to trust. So it's also, you know, to your point, you know, at least from a branding perspective, it's understanding, full circle back to what you started with. What is it about me that makes me me? And how can I do more of that and offer more of that as I do the how-to? Because if you're just doing the how-to, you're not differentiating yourself. So you have to do the how-to and then do it your way. And it's funny because I was just talking, shout out to Erica, if you're listening. I was talking to a listener earlier. I was doing a predictive index personality readback thing with her. And she upfront told me, Amber, the reason why I listened to you and I found you through this person and da 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 da, da is because you tell it like it is, but you're nice. And that's the whole Velvet Machete thing, right? So
hello, full circle for me.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, so we're still getting to know each other, people. Stephanie's going to be my BFF in like 2.2 seconds. But
exactly, we already are.
Yeah, and so, and then, you know, when I look at, one of the reasons why I liked you so much was you're just so raw. Like, there's no BS. Like, you're like, here it is. And this is the way that I do it. And this is the way I think you should do it. And if you don't like it, like, go find another podcast. You know, I mean, that is so, you know, you just have to know, like, what draws people to you? What makes people hungry for you specifically as you're laying out all these things? And I think you have to, like, kind of just let go and release and say, I'm not going to try to be just like this person that does what I do. And I'm not going to research every stinking person that does. It's good to do market research, but then stay in your lane. Like, comparisonitis is like the biggest illness in online marketing. And yes. I just, you know, I can feel you high-fiving me through the microphone right
now. I am. I'm like, I can't handle it.
Because the authenticity of this chick on the other side of this is off the charts. And we want that for you. So, okay. So just to recap and then maybe add a little bit to it. So passive income, you get to sleep and make money at the same time. Yay, raw. Or drink margaritas by the pool while you're making money. And that doesn't.
How'd you know I was going to do that this afternoon? I'm actually going to do that this afternoon.
I'm thinking about it. I'm like, when's my last appointment? But I'm a straight tequila girl. I don't want to sugar it down. I like my Raspado. So they all know I love Jesus, but I drink a little and I cuss a little. So
that's fine. I think that's cool.
So, okay. So passive income, a fantastic model for doing that is mini courses and online courses, of which you need to show up consistently online, build a following, build a list. And we've had list building strategies before, and I'm sure you could go to Stephanie's website and get all kinds of information on that. And then build that funnel so people are coming into your fold and getting funneled to the ultimate solution for their problems. And all while you're doing this, you are being yourself. Just like you're around your friends and your family and everything, that's who you need to be online. And don't try to be like the Instagram models with the perfect filters. Mm-hmm. Be you. Yep. So what do we add as a cherry on top for your expert advice here?
The thing I want to add to this is what you said about being authentically yourself. Because when I got into this space, I thought, oh, I have to be just like blah, 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 because they're so successful. It was actually, I'll just tell you, you know, Sunny Leonarduzzi, I wanted to have a YouTube channel like her. So I would put on my hair and makeup and I'd show up. And then my kid would run in talking about poop or like throw a diaper at my head. And like I'd have a gummy snack like flying through the screen. Okay. I'm like, okay, I don't think this is really working for me. But I was like, but that's what I have to do. I have to show up like her if I want to be this business mentor. I was hiding my faith because I thought I can't pair being really spiritual with business because I'm going to repel everyone or else they're going to make fun of me or da da. So I like hid who I really was. I'm hiding in this box of trying to look this certain way. Anyway, I'm like, finally, I'm like, I'm just screw this. Like, I can't do this. So I started to go live. I decided I'm just going to do Facebook Lives. I don't have time for all this other jazz. And I'm just going to pour content out. And I'm sitting in my car with my messy mom bun, my kids in the background, kicking my chair. Those videos start going insane. I'm like, what? Like, that video took me 15 minutes. That video took me an hour. So that's when I had the aha moment. Like, people don't want that. They just want to hear me. They don't even care about what Stephanie looks like. And then I had the idea of I'm doing this podcast because I get so fired up and lit up and I'm such a great speaker, but I don't necessarily get excited about getting dressed up or doing my hair or going on video necessarily. I don't mind it, but I prefer not. And that's when I said, this is it. You're getting Stephanie at the most raw form of me. I'm talking about my crazy wingding hair. I'm going to talk about my messed up eyebrows. I'm talking about my kids and the just because I can still be successful. I'm not hiding behind success anymore. I'm going, I am still successful and I'm a hot mess. And I'm just going to go ahead and claim that. And I have weaknesses and I have faults, but I'm still highly spiritual. I still believe that God has created this life for me. And so you have to decide, who are you? If you're weird, let that weird flag fly.
That's right.
If you're into like, you know, if you're into woo, if you're like an explicit personality, I say rock that. Like, just do you. Don't hide behind what you think people want because your tribe or your community, they are begging for someone just like you. And until you take away the filters and you take away all of the different levels of who you are and you let your soul shine through your content, you're missing out on your breakthrough.
Yep.
There.
Preach. Yes.
Yeah.
Round of applause. Absolutely. And I think that's the thing, right? And I might have said this yesterday when I was recording too. So if you heard, I don't know which order these episodes are going to go in, but I was with my hairdresser, my hair whisperer, Elizabeth Smith. She's amazing. and she left an upscale boutique. And then she temporarily went to a family member's or boutique and salon. And then she went to temporarily in another city and went to a salon and camped out there for a while she was building her house where she was building on her own private salon. And she had to have the faith that we all followed her over there and then followed her to her home, literally. And it's kind of like out there a little bit. It's not in in the city. And it is the most magical, amazing experience ever. You're so relaxed. Like, I almost fell asleep while she was washing my hair. No lie. And we were just sitting there giggling, going like, people think we're crazy and people don't understand why we do the things we do. And yet she and I both have the business life that we want of our dreams. We get to be moms and wives and friends and family members and have everything that we want because we designed it that way. So like, I literally just took a selfie of me in my hat of talking to you on Skype. And I'm going to post this and tag you because this is it's called life design. And that's what's possible with passive income. And that's what's possible with playing on the interwebs. And that's what's possible when you go check out Stephanie and what she has to offer on her website and in her podcast. And she can be found at bit.ly/ the Mompreneur Mastermind Show. She's also at stephaniegass.com, but she spells Stephanie pretty cool with an F. So it's stephaniegass.com. On Instagram, she's Stephanie Gass. And her community is bit.ly/ success support group. But I bet you can find all that goodness at stephaniegass.com. And then also you can find all of this at amberhurl.com/ podcast with an S. Click on the Bombshell Businesswoman or the Bombshell Business Podcast. And then you can also download the Bombshell Business app if you have not done that already. And of course, we push these out to you every single week on the app to keep you posted. Stephanie, any final parting words of wisdom for our Bombshell audience?
You know, thank you for so much. First of all, Amber, this has been so much fun. And P.S., you have an app. Like, that is so cool. That is so cool. That sidebar. I'm sorry. I was like, what? That is amazing. I want an app. Anywho, yes, you guys, here's just one thing I want to leave you with is that you have to stay true and obedient to your mission. Mm-hmm. So just know, it doesn't matter how long it takes. It doesn't matter if somebody else got there faster. All that matters is that you continue to show up for your mission, show up in your most true, authentic self, show your heart. Don't be afraid of what people think because you have armor and you have been armed with a mission. And so you will eventually get there. It's just staying faithful to what your heart is calling you to do. And try not to put a timeline on that. Try not to get lost in the downs and the ups, because at the end of the day, every single piece of this will have been worth it. Yeah. So that's just what I want to say. You know, keep going.
Super good soup or super good margarita, whichever way you want to look at it.
Super good soup. That's cute.
Love it. Well, Stephanie, thank you so much for being a model bombshell on the Bombshell Business Podcast. And bombshells, I hope you got everything and more than I knew you would get out of this episode. And we will catch you on one of the final episodes of the show before we transition over. We'll catch you next time. Thanks for listening to the Bombshell Business Podcast. Visit amberhurdle.com for more resources like show notes and check out the bombshellbusinesswoman.com to grab my book and download the free bonuses.